Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 282. And we're going to start things off with this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have another guest announcement, Amalie McLean. This rising star terrified us all as the little pale girl in Terrifier 2, and she's also had roles in General Hospital and Transference. We look forward to meeting Amalie at Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, May 24th through the 26th. Get more information at carolinafearfest.com. We have this from Laurel's House of Horror in Laurel, Maryland. Laurel's House of Horror presents its annual Halfway to Halloween. Who can wait till October? Not us. Let's celebrate that we're halfway to Halloween, May 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. 50% new and improved, a new pre-show, a new indoor queue line, photo ops, giveaways, a horror retail store, more actors mean more scares, horror escape rooms, and so much more. RIP Combo Pass is back for this event, plus 50-minute escape rooms and haunted house admissions equal a VIP entrance. Choose between Escape the Movies and Escape the Witch. Get more information at laurelhaunt.com. We have this from the Valley of Fear and Haunted Hayride in Feasterville, Pennsylvania. We are now hiring. We're looking for haunters and actors to fill key roles at our attraction for the 2024 season. We're looking for energetic, intense people who love to scare. Looking for people to play killers, monsters, underworld creatures, clowns, and pirate-type characters. Apply today at valleyoffear.com. We have this announcement from ParaPsyCon coming to Mansfield, Ohio. This year, there will be more vendors and even more celebrities than before. Some you may know and love, but prepare yourself for a few new celebrities this year. For our next celebrity announcement, let's welcome Dave Schrader. ParaPsyCon 5 will be held on May 17th through the 19th at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield. For more information on ParaPsyCon 5, including meet and greet or celebrity ghost hunt tickets, visit ParaPsyCon.com. Staying in Ohio, we have this from the Hell's Dungeon Haunted Attraction in Dayton, Ohio. We are officially searching for new monsters to join the Dungeon family. Hell's Dungeon is holding a hiring event May 19th from 2 to 6 p.m. at 3866 Linden Avenue in Dayton. Open positions include makeup artist, security, and sales. Actor auditions are coming soon. Apply at survivehellsdungeon.com/hiring. We have even more Ohio news, this time from the Deadfall Hollow Haunted Attraction in Hillsboro. With this up-and-coming spooky season fast approaching, we're looking for a few more people to come scare with us. We're also open to any businesses that want to partner up for sponsorships. We're also going to be looking for a few food trucks for this upcoming season. So if you or someone you know is interested, please contact us for more information. Get that information at deadfallhollow.com. A little more hiring news, this time from the American Horrorplex in Louisville, Kentucky. Applications are now open. We are hiring. We're looking to fill positions in acting, sales, and security. Come become one of us. Applicants must be 16 years of age or older. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/horrorplexky. Even more hiring news, this time from Asylum X Haunted Attraction in Fort Smith, Arkansas. We are hiring. Asylum X Haunted House is looking for 15 to 20 more actors for the 2024 season. No acting experience? We'll train you. All you need is an open mind and be willing to listen and learn. If you're looking for extra money and to make lifelong relationships, give us a call to set up an audition. We have a refer a friend bonus, end-of-the-year education scholarships that we give away, and we do nightly bonuses for the best acting. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/AsylumXHaunt. We have this update from the Hell's Gate Haunted Attraction in Lockport, Illinois. It's halfway to Halloween, and we're so excited to show you the changes the darkness has brought. We can't wait till October. Luckily, we don't have to. Hell's Gate will be the featured Friday night attraction for the Midwest Haunters Convention. The best part? MHC is open to the public and anyone can attend. Check out the event page and get your tickets now. Be among the first to see what's new at the number one haunted house in Chicagoland. Visit MidwestHauntersCon.com/Friday-night for more information. We have this convention news with this update from the Motor City Nightmares Horror Expo and Film Festival coming to Novi, Michigan. We have a new guest announcement, Naomi Grossman, good friend of the show. Naomi Grossman gained widespread recognition for her portrayal of Pepper in the second and fourth seasons of the critically acclaimed TV show American Horror Story. Her performance as Pepper, a microencephalic woman, was praised for its depth and authenticity. And aside from her work on American Horror Story, she's been involved in various theater productions, film projects, and TV appearances. She's also ventured into writing, contributing articles to publications such as the Huffington Post, and advocating for mental health awareness. Meet Naomi Grossman and many others at the 16th Annual Motor City Nightmares, July 26th through the 28th at the Novi Sheraton. Get more information at MotorCityNightmares.com. And tell her the Big Scary Show says hi. We have this update from Spirit Halloween Stores. Happy halfway to Halloween. The event you're all dying to be at is happening August 1st at our flagship store as it opens in Egg Harbor Township in New Jersey. Find all the most up-to-date info at spirithalloween.com/grandopening. Check back there as they reveal more details for how to attend and what to expect for the year's spookiest celebration. We have this news on a Halfway to Halloween pop-up event coming to San Antonio, Texas. Halfway to Halloween is back and in our home at the Rolling Oaks Mall. Join us May 25th and 26th as we celebrate our favorite holiday again. Costumes are welcome and encouraged, of course, and we'll be hosting a costume contest. Special spooky-themed vendors with horror-themed art, apparel, and jewelry will be on site for the event throughout the hallways. Enjoy our monster bingo, watch some bad movies, and enjoy free family fun. Happening at the Rolling Oaks Mall May 25th and 26th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Halloween isn't a holiday, it's a lifestyle. Get more information at facebook.com/BigBangBazaarTX. We have an update from Days of the Dead coming to Phoenix. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Charles Cyphers to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Phoenix, happening June 28th through the 30th at the Sheraton Phoenix Downtown Hotel. Charles Cyphers is an American actor known for in the horror community for his work in the films of John Carpenter, especially his role as Sheriff Lee Brackett in Carpenter's 1978 movie, Halloween. He reprised this role in the 1981 sequel, Halloween 2, and returns to the character in Halloween Kills. Get more information about the event at daysofthedead.com. We have this from Fear Factory SLC in Salt Lake City, Utah. Halfway to Halloween at Fear Factory is May 17th and 18th only. They'll be open from 8 p.m. to midnight both Friday and Saturday. This event will be a unique showing of our Lights Out event and is currently the most intense way to experience Fear Factory. Our Lights Out event is not for the faint of heart. This fan-favorite event is happening for these only two nights, and don't miss your chance to scream this spring. Tickets are on sale now at FearFactorySLC.com. We have an update from Sinister Creature Con coming to Sacramento, California. Feruza Balk is a featured guest at Sinister Creature Con 2024. She made her acting debut in ABC's Best Christmas Pageant Ever when she was 11 years old and moved to the United Kingdom to study ballet at the Royal Academy of Ballet. The same year she was cast as Dorothy in Return to Oz, prophetically enough, she starred in The Worst Witch. But her breakthrough came in 1996 when she landed the role of Nancy Downs in the film The Craft. Meet Feruza Balk and celebrate The Craft with us at Sinister Creature Con, June 22nd and 23rd at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Get more information at SinisterCreatureCon.com. We have this update to Monsterpalooza coming to Pasadena, California. Come meet Douglas Tate at Monsterpalooza, appearing at the Beyond Disgusting Studios booth. Douglas has appeared in Freddy vs. Jason, Halloween Kills, Hellboy, Annabelle Comes Home, and plays the Sasquatch in the Jack Lynx commercials. Note, Douglas will be appearing Friday and Saturday only. Get more information about Monsterpalooza's 15th anniversary at monsterpalooza.com/spring. And finally, we have this update from Haunters Against Hate. This comes to us via Paul Lanner. The Book of Haunters, Haunters and Pets is being moved to next year and turned into Volume 11 as submissions are moving slowly. Therefore, with thought and consideration, being the 10th volume, this Book of Haunters is going to be a scrapbook of Haunters Against Hate through the past 7, almost 8 years. It's going to reflect images from the past 9 volumes and personal pics I've saved throughout the years, but I am also asking all of you to send in images, if you have them, of any shots of you at an HAH event, booth, HAH night at a haunt, or wearing a t-shirt. And also your reflections and feelings about Haunters Against Hate and what it means to you. I want this volume to truly be a collector's piece and something to be treasured. I am considering doing a Kickstarter for it and offering special patches and pins for donors. Please share this post and get the word out. Send your images and reflections to paul@hauntersagainsthate.com, and I will keep everyone updated about a Kickstarter program as well. Be sure to visit hauntersagainsthate.com for more information. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids.
If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We're sitting outside the lobby of the East Coast Haunters Convention in Philadelphia and wanted to take a few minutes to speak to Eddie McLaren. You know, at Transworld, we talked to Erica from Let's Scare Cancer, the charity event that he created because she needed a lung. She had lung cancer and all that, and it was a smashing success there. They've raised a lot of money. We all know the story of Pandora Rose and the money that they have raised for her family and everything, but I wanted to kind of talk to Eddie a little bit about what next and what's going on after that. So I've got Eddie here with Woods of Terror in Greensboro, North Carolina. Very fine haunt. Love going to them. And also a little bit about Let's Scare Cancer. So, Eddie, first of all, thanks for taking the time.
All right. Well, thank you for allowing us to be on the show. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, last year you had, I believe, your first Halfway to Halloween event. You know, you told me it was half the haunt for half the price because it's Halfway to Halloween. And I came up there, and we had a great time up there. The haunt looked great, and I assume that translated well to the last season. But we had a conversation about your makeup artist, Erica, who was very sick, and that you were taking a portion of the funds there to create Let's Scare Cancer, because she had cancer. Let's just say that. She's had a lung removed, but she's doing very well, it seems. So what was the genesis of Let's Scare Cancer? I mean, aside from Erica, you know, were you guys just sitting around saying, what can we do for her, or what? And it just kind of exploded from there.
Yeah, well, it started back at Transworld. They said they were going to raise some money for somebody at that time. I didn't know it was for Pandora Rose. And, you know, and I looked at Peggy, my wife, and I said, I'm going to win this because it's going to a great cause. So we won that auctioneer there, and that was for a diorama, which I did receive from Pandora.
She
it looks amazing.
Making really cool.
Yep. So at that time, you know, and you think, hey, I'm going to get a chance to help somebody here. And really, she helped me. I mean, what an amazing person. I only really knew her a year, but, and we also got patches coming out, if you know her. Thank you for you. Those are going to come out for MHC. But so we wasn't even home a week, and then Erica gets diagnosed with cancer, and I just turned around and looked at Peggy, and I said, it's time to start something. We, you know, this is crazy. All our friends and employees over the next couple of years, a lot of people are going to have battles with cancer, a lot of people in the haunt community. And when we started talking to Erica about how much it was going to cost, we were just blown away. So that was the genesis of it, and that was the start of it. And the next thing you know, we got the ball rolling. But getting back to Erica, she's had two or three scans now. Everything's looking good. And, you know, I wanted to be so bold. I kept going maybe $15,000 for Transworld and for Pandora. But I said, no, I think we can do 20. And it was crazy. The day we went to call them and say, hey, we got the check, the last money came in. It was about a week after Transworld. So we met that goal, and August has received that money.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. And then we're still here. We're having to move on. You know, I was telling you, we got a lot to pay for, a lot of T-shirts and wristbands and stuff like that. So we're here, set up again, trying to raise some money. And regretfully, you know, before long, there'll be the next person or the next patient that has cancer. So it's going good, and we got some new products coming out and some new exciting things, and people are already talking to us here about making special things for Let's Scare Cancer. So I think it's just the beginning, and that's great because, you know, over the next several years and into the future, hopefully Let's Scare Cancer can help 20, 30 people, as many as we need to, with the people that have cancer.
I know it's probably a little early in the process to be thinking about it, and I know, you know, the money has been going to Erica, and I know the money's been going to Pandora's family, but will there be a time in the near future where somebody could, say, nominate hey, my lead actor has gotten sick or my co-owner has gotten sick or anything like that, will you be taking, say, nominations and say, here's who we're going to raise the money for our next big fundraiser? Or will you just maybe create a giant pot and people can come in and maybe get, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there? Have you thought that far ahead?
Yes, we have. So we're creating a board of directors, so we will choose these people out of nominees, and we will look into the situation and we'll take a vote on who gets it. I think I may be on it, or Peggy, but we'll have several other people, so the vote won't be one-sided. But yeah, obviously, if you've got any nominations or nominees, call us, let us know. I think the shocking thing is when we started Let's Scare Cancer, that anytime you're in the booth, everybody that comes in the booth knows somebody that has cancer. My cousin, my brother, my uncle, and it's just amazing. So we are going to try to connect this to the haunt industry, of course, but we're always going to take nominees and look into that, and then we're going to take a vote on where the money goes. And a lot of people have great insurance, and it covers a lot of it. And like Erica's wouldn't cover 20%, so it's like shocking. You pay all this money to insurance, and then they don't want to cover it.
And, right? You know, 20% of, you know, even $100,000 is $20,000,
yes.
And that's a lot of money to anybody.
It gets out of hand fast. And so, yes, of course, nominees, and then we're going to take votes on who the money goes to. So right now, of course, with sending the money to August, we're really low right now, but we're going to start building it back up with this show and going into MHC. We'll keep building that up. And also, I was just telling you, we're going to have special patches that say thank you for you from Pandora. And we're just letting you know that anything you buy with Pandora's name on it will always be going to August. So we got that, and so hopefully we'll be raising a lot of money.
So when you do Let's Scare Cancer, say a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, will there always be a small amount that may go to Erica or August or the next person, or will there be, you know, we're going to raise money for you for 5 years or until you're declared cancer-free, or will there be, you know, a hard, fast, you know, and you hate to say a cutoff date, but, you know, how much further down the road will some people be benefiting from this?
And in talking with August, the patches that we're doing for Pandora that are going to be blue because they're blue for the colon cancer ribbon, that's always going to go to August. So endless amount go to him, whatever we sell. We have not set up a specific ribbon or logo for Erica, but we have done that for Pandora. And, you know, maybe in the future, we'll do some more of that. But right now, we're just working on getting our funds up for the next recipient. And right now, we just have no idea who that is.
When Woods of Terror opens in the fall, and, you know, you guys have been around 30-plus years, you're one of the best haunts in the country, as rated by pretty much everybody who's been, will there be a portion taken off each ticket sale that will go towards Let's Scare Cancer, or will there be donation boxes, or will there be a Let's Scare Cancer booth, say, in your midway where people can donate and get more information?
What we're doing is, you know, hey, everywhere you go today, they want you to donate a dollar to somebody. So we're doing that for Let's Scare Cancer, and we're doing the donation boxes. So they want to add a dollar onto their ticket sales. That's the way we're going to do it.
Okay, so it will be strictly voluntary, but, you know, of course, haunters are as helpful and generous of people as there are, you know, despite the fact we're running around trying to chop people up with hatchets. You know, we still will bend over to help anybody, especially when they need it. And there's so many good charities out there. And, you know, we hate that a lot of these charities have to exist, but, you know, at least people like yourself and other charities out there that do those good work are doing good work for haunters and such.
Yeah, it's just it's been a great outpouring. It's turned into a great situation, and I just hope that we can continue to help people. And even today, I see people stopping by getting bracelets and T-shirts, and we just got to keep the ball rolling.
So any news you can give us on Woods of Terror? Any kind of special things that you can look forward to in the fall? Anything that we've never seen before?
So the biggest news that's coming out is Krampus Christmas will be coming to Woods of Terror, and it's time for that. Merry Christmas has changed a little bit on us, and so many surrounding shows and so many shows opening in our county. And Woods of Terror does Halloween good, so Krampus Christmas will happen the first week of December. I think that's the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Nice.
And then, of course, we'll go back to Merry Christmas the last two weekends. But
at McLaren Family Farms.
Yes, okay. But Krampus Christmas is coming for Woods of Terror, so that's going to be a big event. We're already here buying some stuff today, getting ready for that.
Oh, man, can't wait for that. Love myself a Christmas haunt. So Once again, folks, for people wanting more information, whether you'd like to donate towards Erica's cause or Pandora's cause, or maybe you know somebody in the haunt industry, or not, but maybe related to the haunt industry, who is sick or has just been diagnosed or has been battling it for a long time, what are some of the best ways for people to reach you, make a donation, maybe purchase a ribbon or a t-shirt or something like that that will benefit this?
So we have lesscarecancer.com, and we're always taking donations there. And, of course, any t-shirt, bracelet, anything you've ever seen that we sell, we will go down to the building and pull that out and ship it to you. So anything you need, we'll ship it out.
And, you know, all I can say is thank you so much for your generosity in doing stuff like this, as well as everybody who's contributed. You know, I've made a small donation. A lot of other people have made donations. And if you make a small donation over time, it becomes a big donation, and it helps an awful lot of people. You're a little bit more specialized. You don't help everybody. You help specific people. But, you know, there are charities that need to do that. And, you know, you've made an awful big difference in the life of Erica and August and his family for Pandora. And I'm sure you will be making a big difference in the lives of individual families for many years to come.
Well, I sure hope so. And but, you know, it all gets down to Haunters. Man, what an incredible group. And they're always eager and willing to help, and they've been great.
So you're going to be at Midwest. Are there any other shows where Let's Scare Cancer is going to be? Is this going to be something that you're hopefully going to be sending people out to, maybe local horror cons or maybe local fan cons in the Greensboro, the Carolinas, and beyond? Where will people be able to come in person and see you guys and buy things direct?
So if right now what we got on is Midwest Haunters, and next year we were looking at maybe expanding it and maybe doing a couple shows here or there. I might not be present, but I'll send some representatives. But right now we're doing MHC, East Coast MHC, and that's it for this year. And, of course, you know, you can get on letscarecancer.com.
Excellent. Letscarecancer.com. Let's get rid of this thing and help those that can. Eddie, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. I know by the time this airs, halfway to Halloween will probably be over, but I look forward to seeing that great show there. And, of course, woodsofterror.com, going into your
33rd year.
33rd year. That's an amazing number, guys. Get out there. Check these guys out. Support Let's Scare Cancer. Let's get rid of this thing. My name is Drew Badger, out here at the East Coast Haunters Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the Big Scary Show and Let's Scare Cancer Away. And I'm out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.